delighted. I'm absolutely over the moon. So I'm.
Well, Jason, you're over there fighting for Ireland, of course, in the multinations. You had three fights in 3 days. I suppose we'll take it first of all from day one. And you were in action against an Estonian fighter. And you won it comfortably in the end by 16 points to 6.
Yeah, that's correct. I boxed an Estonian. He was a tricky operator. You know, he's a very strong lad. I boxed him about a year ago in Finland when I won the gold over there as well. And I only beat him by 6 points over there, you know. So I knew what I was up against, and up my game against him this time. And just goes to show I've sort of improved since the last year as well by beating him by 10 points this year.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously followed that form in to the action yesterday, where you took on a Lithuanian and you won that one by 11 points to 3.
Yeah, that the score makes it sound a lot easier than it really was. That fight was a little tougher, you know. The guy I boxed, he had a quarterfinal fight and he won convincingly against a Serbian boxer. He won something like 18-4. He won the day before, and I was watching him and I was very impressed by him, and I knew I had to be on my game to beat this guy. You know, he was he's very tall, long southpaw, and pulled out a good performance to beat that lad in the semi-final, so I did.
Three fights in 3 days can be a tall order, but you continued that form into to today's fight against a Danish opponent to win gold. How did today's bout finish, Jason?
Today's bout finished, I think it was 18-5. You know, it was a comfortable one today. I boxed really well today. You know, he was a very small fighter, you know. He was very strong and compact, and he wanted to brawl with me, you know. But I used my boxing skill and my height and everything over him. I came away with a very convincing victory that day against him, you know.
Would I be right in saying that you are the only gold medal winner for Ireland at this tournament this weekend?
Aye, that's correct. Yeah, the boys didn't happen for a lot of them over here either, you know. And I didn't let any of them being put down sort of me either. I just kept my mind on my own game and concentrated on my own fights, and I done the business, you know. And another lad got to the final today, young Chris Phelan from Kildare, and he was beat today in the final of the multinations as well. But there was a lot of them got a bronze medals. There was six medals went home altogether from the Irish team, you know. So it was good lot of medals to take home from a tournament like this, because there's a lot of top class boxers, Olympians and world medalists in this tournament, you know.
Yeah. You of course have been around the block with Ireland, and you've fought in these multinations events before, so you know what's involved and what it takes to win a gold medal, Jason.
Yeah, that's it, you know. It's just an example. Last year I went to Finland and boxed really well out in Finland and won the gold medal out there, won the best box of the tournament, beat an Olympian out there, and then about a month later I came to this very same tournament last year and I was beating my first fight over here, you know. And it's just shows that I've learned from last year, you know. I just concentrate in every fight, take every opponent serious, you know. It's when you come away to these tournaments, you never get an easy fight. And I just knew coming out here this year, I says to myself, I'm not leaving this place empty-handed this year, you know, and kept my mind focused, my head in the game, and I was happy with the performance coming away with a gold medal.
Certainly so. Well, it has of course been a big 12 months for you, Jason, because you were fighting with the WBC. You've had other tournaments you've been involved in representing Ireland as well. What's next on the cards for you, Jason? What's going to happen after Lithuania?
Well, after Lithuania now, I'll probably just take a couple of weeks off now and let the body recover a bit, because I was training very hard for this tournament, you know. And my father, we put on a lot of hard work, and it was great that Dad was a coach out here as well. He's one of the coaches of the Irish team, and it was great to have your own father and your own coach in your corner, you know. So me and Dad will go back now. We'll take a lot of weeks off, and we'll get our head back in the game, then get the head down, start training for the All-Ireland under-22s, and hopefully something big can come out of that then after that, you know.
Yeah, well, you certainly had something big in the last 6 months when you were fighting with the World Series of Boxing America, the LA Matadors. How much experience have you taken away from your time with that club, Jason?
You know, it was an invaluable experience. You know, it was like I went over there on my own and into a new team of boxers, into a new team of coaches, and it was a great learner and a great experience for myself, you know, and I really enjoyed the two fights over there, and I just took a lot of confidence away from that tournament, you know, over in the WSB, and I was kind of annoyed at it that our team went bankrupt, you know, because our team finished up. We couldn't go on for the playoffs, and we were sitting in a very comfortable position in the league, and we could had a real go at the title for the WSB, you know, but it just wasn't meant to be. But I got my experience out of it, and I really enjoyed it, you know, and well, hopefully I can get back into the WSB now again if the Matadors get taken over again by another punter or whatever.
That's what my next question was going to be. Would you like to make a return, even not with the Matadors, but with another club, Jason?
Yeah, like Matadors, if they ever do regain their position in the WSB again, they'd be my number one choice, because I got on well with the coaches, the team over there, managers, everything went very well. But of course, if they don't come back into the WSB, like I'll definitely be going for another team, you know.
Yeah. What about the professional game? Because you're sort of at a stage now where obviously you've been in the WSB and they use that as a stepping stone down the line. That is obviously something that you're going to have to think about, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, of course. You know, ever since I put on a pair of boxing gloves, I've always wanted to be a world champion, and I've watched the likes of Floyd Mayweather, all these world-class boxers on TV from such a young age, and it's always been my ambition to get to where they are in Las Vegas with the world title belts and all, you know. But I think another couple of years of maturing and getting into more experience, you know, because it's like I'm still 20 years of age, you know, and to step into the professional ranks, it's a big step up, you know. And I think just another couple of years at the amateur, and hopefully I can progress in the amateurs even more than what I'm doing now. I would like to achieve a bit more in the amateurs as well before I would go away to professional. But definitely will be a goal and an aim for me to turn professional. But maybe not in the next year or two, but definitely will be one of my ambitions, you know.
Well, before you do that, you want to few more gold medals at multinations, Jason?
That's it, definitely. I'd like to bring it up around, even into the world and European medals, you know. That's a big aim for me now at the minute, and I'm out here learning the game as much as I can, and hopefully it'll all pay off and I'll take back a gold medal from a world or European championships.